Wait. We have to pause right now for a second. Let you guys know that we are now, according to Feedspot.com, the sixth best prisoner officer podcast to listen to in the world. And I can tell you, just by looking at the list, we definitely stand out from the rest. Now, we recorded the next few episodes before this was put out, but I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. But trust me, now that we know, we are going to run with it and see if we can get to number one. Now we'll get back to the intro music so you can listen to this amazing podcast. And oh, the link will be down below in the episode description.
All right, I'd like to welcome you all back to Tales from Cellblock 18. It's been a very long time since we've played. So none of us really remember what happened. Only thing I do remember is the last thing was somebody barged into their bar and said, "Let's go, I need help cleaning out a basement full of rats." And that's pretty much it.
I don't know why, but I'm fucked up a little bit. I don't know if we rested.
You guys are all fully healed. You guys are fully healed up.
Excellent.
You guys are good to go.
Am I fully healed?
You should be.
Well, I'm about
to. Yes.
I am fully healed. Let's fucking go.
Alright, so that's really the short because sweet of the recap, because
that's all we remember.
If you really want to know, just go back
out of it.
Watch the last episode.
Pause this episode,
the last episode and you'll know.
Go back and
listen
to the next one.
And fan involvement. Hit us up on X and tell us what happened last
episode. Tell us where we fucked up, because we will.
Always do. We do. But we'll start off. You guys actually are having drinks at the bar right now after clearing out some basements of some rats. Just getting drunk.
Fuck you, Mateka. Get out.
And then you have Jim Morrison comes in. Says he has a job for you guys. That's from the boss, Rodrigo. That's some giants who are... Rodrigo has a friend who's having some issues with some giants who are harassing his merchants, disrupting the trade in the area.
The New York Giants, because they don't have any business playing football. They decided to fuck people up.
Morrison says the numbers are, he doesn't know the exact number. It's roughly 4 to 6 Hill Giants.
Hill Giants?
Yeah. It's about a 3-day trip from
I don't fucking like Giants.
Where are you guys at? Nope. To the Boca Hills.
I have a history with Giants.
We're going to Boca.
Boca Hills, yeah.
Fucking hey, we're going to Boca.
Rehoboth?
Boca Raton.
I definitely want to go. I
want to
kill every one of them.
Not Rehoboth. Yeah, Rehoboth.
Rehoboth.
But, all right.
We're from Delaware. We're in Delaware.
Someone roll a D6. Just everybody roll a D6.
You have fancy people.
2.
Yeah,
okay,
almost that one. Hot 2. Leave my shit alone. These are the only 3 I use. Play with these ones.
Okay. All right. So you guys are traveling along on your first day, your third trip. You guys actually come across while you guys are roaming down, walking. You guys see a prison transport. It's kind of like in Red Dead where you see like the two lawmen and then like the guys on the carriage with the.
What do the guards look like? Do they look completely inept?
Reber and Wink.
One looks like Wink, and the other one looks like Mul J.
Is the transport a giant?
No. It's filled with a couple
Granger Simmons.
Yeah, humans. Like they all look dirty. You know, they don't look.
They don't look like they have a lot of.
So we're traveling through Girardville. Just say
I don't know what Girardville looks like. Never been there.
It's exactly what you described.
Yeah. Here but a town.
Okay. Okay.
Here but a town. So shithole.
It just goes on by. You hear the guys in the back of the prison. You know, they're like in the cage. They're like, "Help us, help us! We're innocent. We're innocent." I say.
They're all innocent.
And then the one guard who's actually on the carriage says, "Yeah, you didn't touch that kid. Let's go." And this keeps going.
I see no problem with this. Do we just let them go?
Can we attack them? We're going to take the transport and kill the guys in the back.
Best. If we do anything, we're just going to kill the passengers. Really, that's all we're going to do. I say we let them go and rot in their fucking holes.
Yep. Fucking A. Take them away.
I don't even bat an eye. I just like, yep, carry on, soldiers.
You throw them a beer on the way. Like,
what do the prisoners look like?
Child molesters.
Dirty, old, crusty, weird looking. You're a typical pedophile.
Okay, yeah, they're dead.
Let them go. Carry on, my wayward son.
Yep.
I got nothing here.
Okay. You guys just kind of let him go. And they
just, didn't see that coming, did you?
How did you not see this coming with this group?
Yeah, fuck you.
Let him go.
Fuck you. Yeah, we're not murdering
the whole thing.
We learned our lesson.
We're innocent. We're innocent. Sure you are. Okay.
You thought you were going to have a whole thing. You ain't getting it.
We're going to attack you. Wink's going to turn into a planetar.
Yeah. I don't need that shit. I don't need Wink turning into a fucking Charmander to light me up. I don't need it. They keep their fucking pedals.
All right, you guys go. Nothing else happens during the day. Now it's nighttime. What do you guys, is this going to go to sleep?
No. Steve does a line and does the first watch.
Christ.
Okay.
A line and the first watch. So you're doing the second, third, watch,
roll
D6.
Too. D6.
Yeah,
there you go. Just roll that.
Four.
Okay. Nothing happens. Shift and
Steve has second shift because he's on go. He's spawned a fucking
island out.
He's fucking spawned.
We're
he's
all
chewing
well
on. He's chewing on his teeth and whittling a stick.
All right, roll another D6.
How about a not a one?
That's a one.
How about a bad
one?
Yeah. Oh god,
that's not good.
Fuck that. Nothing happens for the rest of the night.
A wild Charmander appears.
What? Steve jumps up like, what the fuck?
That wasn't Coke.
I don't know what I'm fucking doing with that. I'm going to catch them all.
He throws a beer bottle in
the water. Throw potatoes. Flinging potatoes at a fucking Charmander all night.
The wild Charmander ran.
All right, so you guys get up the next day and...
Steve starts talking about imaginary dinosaurs.
Yep.
And we bat no eyes.
Just keep going. He has just roll another D6 for that day.
He's over crawling in the mud. Look, I can find the tracks.
You guys have your whole rest of your days pretty much easy.
Even numbers are bad? Is that what's happening?
Playing Pokemon Go.
No, you rolled a four and it was nothing.
Yeah.
So does Steve catch anything crawling through the hole?
First of all,
did you catch anything?
Say that's an odd number.
Could I catch my Charmander I was looking for?
Roll a D20.
Is no one going to say the fact that he said, "Oh, even numbers are cool," even though he rolled a three,
at a one,
and we just let that 18. Go. We're not going to give him shit for
you're,
that.
There's all right, no Charmanders.
God there. Damn it!
I really want a Salamander or something. Steve was going to call this a Charmander.
And you're over there with a big lighter. Look at him,
he's all
on fire. Use flamethrower.
Little off fire, this little motherfucker's gone. I've been up for 3 days.
You have to regulate your drug use.
Get another fucking 8 ball.
Alright, so you guys end up, getting to like the outskirts of the Boca Hills. Relatively at ease. There's no encounters.
I'm ready to kill some fucking giants.
Mr. Opportunity to get the guards in on the scheme.
I know.
Yep.
No. They would have been in on it, but they were too focused on their job, which is
grinding
admirable. Completely oppressing pedophiles.
Yep.
They were doing a great job, and they deserve the reward for doing it.
Which is the job.
Which is the job.
You guys get close to the area that was pretty much described to, like, where their mostly attacks are happening.
Giant attacks.
Yeah, most of the giants are attacked, but, like, the merchant.
The Meadowlands?
No.
If I were a barbarian, I would already be enraged.
Yeah.
Fucking giants.
Roll a... Roll a D20.
Oh?
Yeah, whoever wants to. For 14. Perception check.
Oh, for perception.
Roll perception.
Oh, D20. Oh.
16. Oh my god, so long I don't even know how to use this.
It's alright.
Shit.
17.
19.
21. Someone spun out. Fuck, why are you fucking...
He's coming down.
Okay,
he's definitely
Steve T sees absolutely nothing, but...
Got fucking 19. I'm on point. I'm ready for fucking Vin, guns.
Ranger
Van Sam actually sees... He actually sees four... I'll show you guys actually what you pretty much see.
It's a different...
The, yeah,
it's
yeah,
him and
much.
His beetle. It's like...
You actually see Van Sam sees four giants located around, and you actually also see nine goblins that are kind of like they're like across the road, and almost like they're kind of they're gonna flank you as you're on the road. Yeah. And then you guys got giants in the hills that you're passing around. It's kind of since you rolled high enough, he sees everything.
All right, where are we
and then you guys, Steve sees nothing, so he has to be pointed out to all this. He doesn't even see the goblins.
So where were
you guys see the goblins?
He's staring at a salamander
Steve,
he found in the
you
mud.
Guys see the goblins and two of the giants.
Ambush ahead.
So there's definitely an ambush coming.
Four,
Steve,
giant, four
Steve.
Giants and nine cock goblins.
Fucking giants? Fucking giants?
Steve's like,
I'm not even here.
Steve immediately uncanny dodges. As soon as you say it, there's an ambush. Steve hides and dodges and hides.
In that order.
In that order. Run over hide and dodge on the bush. Out of the bush.
Into another bush.
You guys have pretty much. You like Van Sam.
Jump on these assholes.
Van Sam can tell that you guys. They don't know you guys are here yet. You guys have spotted them.
We've stopped.
You guys stopped. You guys are on the bottom of the page, so you
okay.
guys are down here.
And
you
where
can
the
see
goblins are. Are we walking?
The goblins are the X's and the G's are the giants.
Can I move my character to go get like a higher ground since I know they're there?
Yeah, it's kind of like a hilly road, so you can kind of which way do you want to go? Like over
the
here
left.
Or toward the creek?
The left.
The left. Okay,
yeah.
Roll a stealth check.
I'm going with him. So
okay.
We'll
stealth. Are you though? Do you have to?
Yes.
You just see me going and you start following me. That's
well, I'm
good.
Going with you because you suck at stealth.
No, I have a +8 to stealth. Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you, then. These guys are going to sell shit.
I still only got an 11, but that's all right. All the way to the bottom. It's an alphabetical order, but...
Shut the fuck up. Oh my god, it is an alphabetical
yeah,
order.
No shit.
Oh, I helped out immensely. I got a 15.
Nice. 11 and a 15.
All right, there you guys are able to hide pretty well, and... So you now are on the side with the two giants and five goblins. Up there, you're kind of over there. You can you have a nice little higher. You can look, and you guys are hiding in some bushes and stuff like that.
I'm trying to work towards a flank here.
All right.
I'm gonna start picking
what is
them
the rest of these guys doing? I don't know if they discussed any of this.
None of this. They just,
they just walked
to go
off. So what's Van Sam and Lena doing?
My rage took over. I just started going towards.
Well, obviously we're together.
Yeah. So do you think we can handle the four cock goblins? While they ineffectively,
very
ineffectively deal five.
We were gonna fucking demolish.
Listen, I get advantage to giants and I fucking hate giants.
Well, I also have to do with two giants.
Well,
so that means we have two giants.
Well, can we fight the, can we take out the, like, stealthily drop, like Assassin's Creed style, drop the goblins without pissing off the giants?
I want them to know I'm here.
If you roll a high enough stealth check, I'll give you, like, a couple rounds fighting the goblins before the giants respond. You're
I'm attacking a giant.
If you guys,
my rage.
If you each can beat a DC,
what do you mean,
giant? I hate giants.
18 for stealth. You guys can attack these four goblins before the giants.
I don't even know my path. Fuck it. I don't even know my path. 19.
I hate giants, but I get advantage when I attack giants. I hate them so much. It's a whole
other
thing. Oh. All right. I guess we're all running together.
No, we're not. We're over here. They're just going to attack.
Yeah, we're
them
on the other side.
Yeah.
You got this.
They don't see you, but when you guys start attacking, you guys will get a surprise round on the goblins. So you guys will get to go before initiative takes place because they didn't roll high enough, but once you start attacking, the giants are going to start attacking too.
And we're in the same
once initiative happens, yeah.
All right, so Steve's going to try to slice all their throats, and he's got air cover.
Okay, so you guys are going to attack the...
I'm going for giants.
Five goblins?
I will not stop myself. I'm going for giants.
So he's going to start shooting arrows.
Okay, so you're going to attack a giant. Who? wants to go first? Because you guys are you all get one round to go. You guys get one action, one attack thing before we'll get one round.
You're not gonna stop me from slinging.
It's the NFC. You can't stop him from going.
You're not gonna stop me from going for a giant.
Okay, so roll an attack roll.
So why are we attacking the giant in the top
20?
Because they're flanking the road.
Yeah, but we just know they're there.
And 23.
They just look shady.
What?
20 and 23.
Have you ever 20
and 23.
Yeah. Starling doesn't count.
He started a little goblin.
I mean, I guess technically
that
most of us are
hits.
Goblins.
Okay.
Both of them hit.
We're all granite.
19 and 17.
The goblins.
I'm stealth and I'm down with goblins.
Okay.
So I'm down mixed in the bushes with goblins and he's lobbing arrows from the
22 total damage to the first giant I see.
Okay, 22 total damage to the first giant. Okay. And
I'm open to grab a goblin, pull him in the bush, cut his throat.
Stealthy.
What'd you roll to hit? Again, I think you...
19, 17.
No, they both hit. They both hit.
Alright, so damage would be 13 and...
You killed that one. First attack killed it.
Okay.
And so you got...
So you still have your...
My second attack, can I grab another one?
Yeah, you pretty much... You went and you attacked...
Well, then the next one is going to hit with 25 before I roll damage.
Yeah, that...
So I killed two of them.
Yeah, what'd you roll for? Are you going to roll higher than 7?
Yeah, he rolled 17 and 19.
Yeah, 17 and 19.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
You
my stealth attack's 25.
Yeah, you're going to... So you kill two of them.
Okay, so I got two of them down, and should I stealth again so they don't see me?
You can use a bonus action.
No, we're going after this, we're going to initiative, because they pretty much...
They understand.
Yeah, they're kind of like... One, he didn't really stealth to attack this giant. So this giant kind of like...
Well, what I'm thinking is he's back here up on the mountain lobbing arrows, and I'm down here in the bushes.
Coming you,
down.
We went to roll stealth. That way they'll get a... You can roll stealth. See if you're hiding still. Because it's kind of like a bushy... Kind of like trees and stuff like that.
I'm at a 19.
19? All right, yeah, you're good. You're hiding.
So two goblins.
So you get you'll get advantage.
Two goblins just fell in the bush.
Well, this has all happened like in a 6-second span. Like,
arrows are flying. You're doing stupid
who's
shit.
Who's going first? Okay.
That's what I do. I don't like giants. There you go.
Shock you. I'm going to flurry of blows.
Okay.
Surprise.
That hits. Just hits.
11 misses.
Did I know?
25.
That hits.
17.
Hits.
That's really.
What are you beating on?
You guys are right near the goblins.
Yeah, the goblins.
He's going to be tearing the goblins.
These are kind of just like.
11, 16.
If you land in the giant.
Oh, that's all I'm going to do later.
You killed three of them. You pretty much go and you run and you just murder, I don't know, you just punch, kick, do whatever, and you just smash all their skulls in because they're fucking goblins. And these are nothing but just little fodder that the giants are just throwing out there.
Well, I'm doing all kinds of badass kung fu moves. Well, you go out there and just whack one with a ukulele.
Use your bagpipes or for firing.
Yeah.
Just into the group.
He's
just
singing the night.
Singing
the night.
Just into the group.
And I said,
I can't play if he blows the horn of hobos. I can't play the song.
I got it.
He'll play one.
I might need the horn of hobos.
It wasn't the original song. I have a song I was gonna play. It was gonna be perfect for the horn of hobos.
We'll save it.
It was gonna be the German techno song from Super Trooper.
No,
that was
not gonna be
that. Was gonna be the first.
Yes,
song.
I am not.
That was gonna be the song.
Boom. You're gonna get me all fired up. I'm gonna be dropping your shit there.
that was gonna be
22 hits.
Yeah, 22 hits.
Yes.
Is this the bagpipe? Well, again, what is it? Because I forgot. Like, is it a range? Because
yeah, it's ranged.
Is it an area effect? Like, is it just a single target? Because I just gotta know if I can't remember if he's got to roll a.
No, it's piercing damage.
Okay, so it's pretty much, yeah. I think the way I have it is, it's pretty much it shoots right through him.
Yeah. I'm picturing you sprawled out like a desperado when he lays out, fires the RPG out of the fucking game. That's how I'm picturing
it. It's right out of bagpipes.
13.
You guys have wiped out the four goblins on your end.
Wait, you wrecked all yours.
There's four goblins.
They're all dead.
Now I want you guys to roll initiative.
I don't register these.
How many goblins do I have left?
You guys have three goblins, and then you guys have two giants who have now noticed you and are now starting to
see me yet. I don't care.
The giants are now starting to move towards you.
Fuck. Assholes are firing
rocks. Giants are also moving. Giants are also moving towards you. 12. Yeah, roll initiative.
I want all the giants. I got 12.
18.
8. I'm not going last.
I'm winded. I killed three things.
Did you roll?
8.
Hey, okay.
Oh, I forgot.
So after we clean up our side, we'll have to go over
here. All right, top of the RPG order is top of the order is Steve T.
CT's first.
Top of the order. Let's
CT's
go.
First.
All right, I'm gonna slice throats some more of these assholes.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're jumping out of your hidden.
13.
Nope.
Roll with advantage because you're hidden.
Okay.
On the first attack, only on the first attack, roll with advantage. So you can roll twice and take the higher number.
Alright, 25 and 16.
They both hit.
Fuck yeah. And then first one's gonna hit for 16.
You kill that, you kill the first one.
And the next one's gonna hit for 11.
You kill that one too.
Alright, so night rolling death. Shit. Steve then rehides. You want me to
roll stealth.
Yeah. Bonus action.
Bonus actions, that's what's up.
Hi, baby.
I was going to use my bonus action to shove their bodies into the bag of holding.
Nah, fuck their bodies.
We don't need goblins.
They're not leaving too much shit in there.
Need more room for furniture?
21.
Yeah, you're hitting.
We need more
stools
and all that bunch of
shit. Next up, then, is actually the one goblin that you have not killed.
Oh,
and it's going to take an attack at the only thing it sees there, and that is Nat 1. So it's going to attack Nat 1. With its a short sword, and it rolls a 15. Is a 15 hit?
It barely hits.
Okay.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Good job.
It does 7 points of slashing damage to you, and that's it.
Giants might see you. As it jumps up, hit.
And it just slices you. Now up in the order is Van Sam, you're up, and you got two giants coming towards you.
Closest giants, I'll cast Polymorph.
Yes. Woo! Yes.
Oh, here we go. What are you turning them into?
A
salamander.
A fiery salamander.
As soon as it happens, Steve's like, I told you fuckers, there he is. There's Charmander.
Well, whatever it is, probably not going to pass with a 3, unless it's only a 7 constitution,
because
an 8 strength. So it's whatever it is.
It's a no.
It's all negative. So you see this.
So Steve's in, holy fuck, that Charmander.
You get this hill giant running, all of a sudden it just disappears, because it's so small, and it's too far away, you no longer see it, as it's just gone.
You know, my bonus action, I'll cast Bardic Inspiration on Chewie.
Woo!
There we go. The road.
There we go.
All right.
I can't remember what the...
it's a 1D.
Now is not one. You're just attacked by a goblin. You're up.
The goblin's within melee range.
It's right there next to you.
It's an extra 1D10 now. All right, the giants. I'll put that on.
No, I can't.
You can use that for attack.
So, I'll attack the goblin.
Ability, attack, or save.
With one.
I attack the goblin with my short sword.
Okay. So,
hit.
You just pull your short sword out.
18.
And you hit it.
Damage.
You just.
8 damage.
You just kill that goblin. Whoa.
Fuck you, goblin.
Like you just killed it.
Going back. That's what you say. Fuck you, goblin.
Fuck you, goblin.
He's in the bush goes,
yeah. Get
out of my way.
Yeah, boy.
That's what's up, boy!
Now, you done, or...?
Oh, I do have another attack. I'm sorry. Attack. Right. Same fucking giant I struck at once.
So you take your sword, you slash the goblin. As you slash, you kind of just let go of your short sword, grab your...
Pull out the bow. 27 to hit.
You hit. As it's running towards you.
13.
Okay.
Fuck you, giant.
And now you actually have that one up. And it is, just gonna run up to you, and it gets just a little closer, and it actually dashes up next to you, and it's not, that's it. It can't really do anything else, because it was too far away to be able to just run up to you and attack you, so it just dashes up.
Okay.
That's it.
That's all I can do.
Now this is up next to you. Now you're in melee range with it. It's ready to, it's ready to go, and then you have Lena, you're up, and you got... You just saw, you got one giant running towards you. You saw another giant that was running towards you. Now it just disappeared. You don't, like, you kind of know what happened because you've been around Van Sam long enough. Then you know he turned it into something, but you don't know what. But now we still got one running towards you, and it's, if you probably run, it's the farthest one away. If you probably dash, you'd get up next to it. Or if you just run, it's going to get there. If you dash, you won't be able to attack. If you run, probably not going to be attacking this round because this is too far away. But you'll be able to get close enough to where...
So if I run and hold my action? So when he gets up,
yes. If you run, you can run and hold your action to where it's... Because it's running towards you. It's not going to stop. It's running towards you guys.
It's not for me. So,
what's it is, it's ran to you.
Then I'll do that. I'll run, hold my action, and I'll Neo in the Matrix 1 style. Like, come on with that.
Okay. So when it gets close to you, that's when you're going to roll your attacks. Okay. Yeah. Now up is,
I can do something that
actually the giant that is polymorphed, so you guys have no idea, because I don't know, I gotta figure that out. I gotta decide what I'm gonna do with him. Alright, now up is,
he's gonna go in a little ball.
I could.
Is the giant that's upcoming, it runs up, the giant that's running towards you runs up next to you, and it gets to you, there you go, you can roll your attacks. Hits.
22.
Hits. 13. Hits.
Just hits. 37. 37. Three piece, that
motherfucker. They're always gone.
Because that's the way it is. Now up is, that guy's going to go, and he rolled, he takes his great club, and he swings once at you, rolling a 21, and then a 17.
21 is my AC.
Okay, so I figured the 17 misses. Sixteen points of damage, bludgeoning damage to you.
That took my temper HP.
Now up is the it's the other giant that you guys haven't done anything to. It's just kind of running. It's on running towards Steve T and that one. It dashes up, gets close enough to attack you guys on its next turn, so now we are back to the top of the order. Steve T, you're up, and you've got a giant right in that one's pretty much ready to attack Nat 1.
Giant right.
So let's go with a 18.
Hit.
And 12?
Misses.
But I should have vanished, right? So I'm coming from behind them.
Roll for the first one, you would have advantage, so you hit with an 18. Now roll for your second attack. So you roll 18, you hit.
26
hits.
Alright, so I'm going to hit the one that he's been shooting at the top of his face. So 9 plus 23 plus
13.
32 plus 13 is
45.
I'll thug your head by a dump truck.
Okay, fire. So yeah, you
a dump truck dressed like a fire. On all kinds
fire
of
with a dump truck that looks like
on all kinds it looks of like a fire with a dump truck.
Yep. So now
he jumps out of the bushes and rams his fucking rapiers right in his kidneys.
Which are up here.
Yeah. <The truck. laughs> Yeah. Now up is Van Sam. Yeah, Van Sam's up.
Is the Giant holding any weapons?
Yeah, great clubs.
Stick of truth.
Stick of
truth.
No, no, no.
It's just a fat stick of truth.
Stick of truth has yet to be found.
It's a mystical item.
I know where it's at.
I want it.
Because I put it someplace.
I want it so
bad. Oh, no.
We need a ranger with a stick of truth.
You gotta always have the ranger with a stick of truth. Ranger with a great club.
Just for these melee fucking missions.
A strength-based fucking weapon and a dex-based ranger.
It? You're getting all this.
I'm ready and willing.
Gave him a choice, whatever weapon he wanted. Great club. I'll take a great club. You have a -5 to your strength.
My God.
You should pick it up and be like, what the fuck are I want this?
What is this? Oh, terrible. I'll just chuck it at somebody.
Throw it in a lake.
Throw it in a fire.
I'll throw it at
what do I want this? Firewood.
I'm
so glad he doesn't play. He got mad. You don't want to go to the Ren Fair.
You don't want to talk about random things in the middle of a session.
Yeah.
I guess we are currently.
We always do. It doesn't matter.
It's all right. Sterling, you're worse than you're acting like a woman right now. You've been nagging me nonstop about not, going, I'm sorry if I have other things to do besides constantly spend time with you.
Dissonant whispers.
Okay, what do I gotta roll?
You'll have to roll, saving throws, wisdom 17.
Okay. Ooh. So he has to roll a 18 to even match it.
Nice. He ain't doing it.
Well, not 20.
No!
No!
Not come 20. On!
Is there anything for, like, half damage?
Could I use a luck point to help him out?
Nope, you're not close enough.
Can I inspire him with his inspiration?
Nope. Because you don't know this is happening right now. You're no longer.
We're split up.
You guys are split up. He, in his rage, he ran the other way.
And you fought the other jackass.
You're my boy.
On a successful save, the target takes half as much damage.
I knew it. That's fine. I fucking knew it.
Move away.
Okay.
All right.
I thought you needed another beer, right?
So damage would have been
26
or half.
I drink.
Okay.
If it would have failed, the giant would have taken all the damage, plus it would have had to run away from us.
Yeah.
Actually, I do want to buy you whatever you want to drink.
Sorry.
Sorry, I don't usually do
we're
shots.
We're sidebar. Sorry, we are shots available.
Okay.
And now we're doing
a bar that's usually behind your head.
But,
it's your shots. That's
I don't true. Drink. They're there for company.
Do you have brand?
Next up is, that I'm one. You're up next.
All right. That. So I have the guy in my face. Giant in my face.
Yep.
Light him up!
You have another giant that's also close. You guys have two giants pretty much surrounding next.
Well, if I have one in my face, I have to use my short sword, so I'm going to swing twice at him with that.
Well, right. I don't do the whole disadvantage on me. On...
No?
No, because
Legolas, motherfucker, get
in my mindset, I understand why, because it would why they do it, but I also feel like they're right there next to you. Like, I don't care. I'm not proficient with a bow, but I know if I took a bow and arrow right now and I went to fire at Chewie, I'm not missing him. I can't see.
Understandable.
Just because he's close, not too bad.
Yeah, because I'm literally.
There's a difference.
I'm 5 feet away from him. In 5 feet, you should be able to hit somebody. It doesn't
matter. No, that tracks. I like it. So. 25 and 17 hit, right?
Yep, they both hit.
So, first damage.
Alright, the bar.
16 plus.
There we go.
10, 26 damage.
26 damage total?
16 plus 10, 26
damage. Okay, is this the one you've been firing at the whole time?
Right, yeah, same
one. You dropped that one.
Fuck you, Giant.
You go and you, like, you end up firing up, like, you reach up just.
John Wick.
Legolas the chef. And you 2 hours at a time.
Right through the throat, and they're like fucking teeth. Right, in the, and he goes up through his, hit him right in the brain. And
I like the picture that Steve still has the fucking that this happened at the same time. So Steve fucking
he's doing a humping motion.
Steve jumped up and stuck his fucking rapiers into his kidney.
Steve T, roll a dex check.
I'm dex as fuck.
Roll dex.
I think performance was better, but yes.
Roll dex. As this giant head lunges back and it just falls back towards you. Let's see if you gotta be able to DC, since you really got in there, DC
athletics?
Dex check. DC 19.
What's that? On the front page. Oh, there it is. Oh. What is it?
DC 19.
Oh, I'm not.
You're about to fall.
So,
you're still stuck there as he falls down, probably prone.
Okay, you take 5 points of
okay, dodge.
Crushing damage. And all right, so you take
okay, dodge.
3 points of points of crushing damage, and you're still underneath it, and you're prone.
No, I dodged.
It landed on you. Failed the dex. You're underneath it. You took 3 points. We'll say you're able to somehow get it, but your foot's still underneath there. You're stuck.
Fuck you. Play don't overplay right. Your hand.
So 3 points of damage.
3 points of pretty much crushing damage.
Crushing. Yeah, I got serial crushed by some huge freaking guy.
It's a huge freaking so now, guy.
I'm talking 3 million. It was that, fucking huge.
That giant was next. He's well, dead, though. So now it's, Lena, you're up. Hits.
14.
Misses.
Lock a couple doors.
No, 14 hits. Never mind.
21.
Hits.
That's how. Well, that's how it started.
Okay.
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 Forty-two. Okay.
Well, there was a bar there to hold.
No, yeah,
not looking good. Not looking good.
Try hit me again, motherfucker.
So we've done 55 points a day.
Done a lot more than that.
He killed one, so.
Yeah, he did.
You guys did a decent, a lot more than that. Fuck overall, God, a lot more than that. Because
right.
he did. He's attacked it. He did a decent amount to start off with.
Oh, yeah. Start off with 30-something?
Yeah, it was like 37.
Yeah, what are you? We're over 90 points. Oh,
your ball's deep in that bowl table. Did it at least buy you dinner?
What the fuck's going on? There was just one attack from the bowl table, so he's almost dead.
Oh, Seth, I mean.
Yep, and now it's... It's that, polymorph giant's turn, and...
God, that number up. Can I roll a perception check to see Charmander in the distance?
Yeah, roll a perception check.
Woo! How's it put my
how long does that last?
I think it's concentration, hold on, so you have to roll... It's concentration up to an hour.
Okay, so it lasts an hour. Okay, that's...
I guess 16. The whole fight!
It's gonna... Oh yeah, it's definitely... No fights last an hour.
Millions of years ago, before times ago, I mean...
Yes,
Before Sigourney Weaver.
Alright, so it's that one's turn, so now it's the giant that you've been pretty much bludgeoning. He's gonna take his two attacks with his great clubs.
Get sorry, Bobby.
18.
Nope.
27.
That one turns
okay.
Out that one.
Okay.
I got two actions and the only way to
sit there
right up close.
Okay.
So I can
you can roll your bardic inspiration to see whatever it is. I think you roll your whatever your bardic inspiration is, and it cuts it off from it. Your AC, what? 27. So you'd have to roll a 7 on your bardic inspiration. Whatever it's the same. You roll the same dice as your bardic inspiration.
Yeah. Which is a
1d10. So I mean, you roll 7 or higher, it's a miss.
He's over there.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. So you try to yell at it to distract it, but it's in so much pain, it kind of just like, it doesn't hear you. Because like, Lena's been like bashing its ears, so there's like blood. It can't hear anything. It's practically deaf. And it does 13, 15, 20 points of bludgeoning damage to it. And that's its turn. And now it is the giant that you guys haven't attacked yet, it's going to take an attack at the thing laying down.
I'll carry dodge.
It's taking two,
You can't dodge that.
It doesn't, that's for a dex
under them. Use them as a shield.
It's just dig. I lift up a roll and put my head
it
on
it. It misses with the first.
Charmander used dig.
It rolls a 10 and a 13. I'm assuming it misses both. Okay, so it misses you completely because, like, you're still rolling around.
Flailing, yeah.
It's unable to hit
He's
you.
He's doing his best. Flailing.
And now we're back to the top of the order, and it is Steve T, you're up.
First action, flop my leg up.
One of these half
moving. Get up. Get, up. Get the fuck up.
Roll a strength check. Let's see if you're able to. You're strong enough to pull your leg out.
I like it. Oh, that's not good. You're fucking
Ryan.
You're rough. That's not good.
You get almost all the way out.
Luck point. Use a luck point.
I mean,
another luck point.
12.
You're able to. You get it out.
He's loose.
You get it out.
Steve gets up. My fucking nose up because the answer. I bitch him up.
I
don't
hear no bell.
I hear no fucking bell.
Yep. Now,
alright.
What are you gonna do now?
So, you got one attack.
I'm gonna jump up and stab that other motherfucker in his face as you're running up.
Okay.
I'm assuming we're close enough.
Yeah, you're close enough. Yeah, he's right there. He's
fighting.
Literally just swinging
it. Yeah, we are now duking the fuck out
with the giant.
He has fucked up because he was about to hit him with a 28.
It hits.
And Steve hits him with 11, and 18. So,
that's funny.
I didn't even pull out the IED's head. I used zero explosive devices.
That you just recently relearned.
You guys taught me how to set fires. It's on.
When did you get these explosive devices that you claim
to have?
We got them from the
he
dwarves.
He knows how to set fire. That's all he knows.
The dwarves gave me
he
magical
knows how to make
power that explodes.
Nope. Nope. That didn't happen.
This all happened.
That did not
nope.
happen.
Nope.
You gotta stop fucking taking drugs. You need
See,
to stop.
Like I told you, nothing is official in the bag of holding until you send me a list. Which all you have to do is
well,
one,
unfortunately for Steve is
one day,
I'm also not responsible. Like
literally one day when you're sitting on the shitter, send it like
just type shit
in
up.
The notes. Send
you
it
can
to
make
me.
It up and he's not going to remember.
Your current profession is free time.
Yeah, literally, I will go through that and it like the real crazy stuff. I'll probably
no,
get rid
you
of.
Ain't.
So what you do is you throw.
We have we have a T-Rex skeleton.
See what
there.
It is? You throw in real crazy
I
stuff,
have all kinds of shit
and then
up.
You put in like. Like somewhat crazy, but I kind
of
overlook it. I'm kind
of
so focused.
Real crazy shit,
so I kind of let you have it. Like you gotta
you can
like.
Meta this whole fucking.
There's
thing.
A lot of things you could
if
do.
You do it right, but you're an idiot and you won't.
Pretty soon, I'm gonna send you a list of what's in the bag
no!
of holding. That's gonna be canon.
No. Because you're gonna get it off.
If you don't,
I don't give it a shit. I deserve.
By the next,
I get no
by,
couches.
By the
I got,
next session,
I have like 40 different couches in there.
Next session is like December 21st, something like that. We plan on playing. By then, if you don't have it. I'm gonna make a list.
No, it's out. You don't want
that.
You,
you have a whole
list
of Flanagan's and
set you a date.
He's been going out of business forever. I got all. Every time they said they're going out of business, I went up there and threw it on my bag.
Well,
all
right. You need somewhere to hide the 40,000 gold.
40,000.
All right.
That's so, me being nice. The rest is in the bag. I'm in like millions.
Oh, he spent it all on the horn hobos.
Elon Musk calls Steve to get some fucking money.
He is the Iron Bank.
The Iron Bank called Steve. Like, yo, what do you got going on? She says,
the
shit, man,
says
I
hungry.
Got you.
We need some money.
You need to feed those nuns a couple fucking things. couple loaves of bread. Shit, I got you.
He just spent
anyway.
All the horn of hobos, though, because I made the horn of hobos comics. Cost exactly how much money he said he had. So.
But then now he's got the bag full of money.
The bag doesn't even what Steve carries on him.
I can already tell you that's going to be veto
no.
right there.
Yeah, that's gone.
That's going to be gone. You have a million gold? Yeah, it's gone. That's off.
No, a million would be outrageous. I'm talking like 900 some thousand.
Yeah, a million's outrageous. 900 some thousand.
So we leave it there where the DM happened to reel in Steve T and his shenanigans in discussing what is in the bag of holding. Stay tuned for next time to find out how this fight with the Hill Giants and Goblins goes.